Hello and welcome. Just breathe, relax, and sit right back. Let my voice guide you and let your worries melt away. You're about to listen to the 4D Meltdown Radio Show, hosted and created by Sean Manley. But first, we need to go over a few things. 4D Meltdown was born in a hot tub, making its steamy debut worldwide on Grow Radio January 14, 2011 from Gainesville, Florida. The rest of the show pioneered a newly introduced technology of four-dimensional transmission that made listening to the radio more real than ever before. How does 4D Meltdown do this? Well, the trick is, we start with real music, and we try and get as much local stuff as we can, too. It's fresher that way, helps our community, and is usually delivered unspoiled. We deal with commercial and import music, too, but it's got to be real music before we can even handle it. The 4D machine just won't work with stuff that's watered down or has unnatural flavor additives. That's right. The real secret to real sound starts with real music. The other secret is our specialty design, 4D glasses. To enhance your listening experience and feel the full effect of the show's unique broadcast, you will need these space-age X-ray specs. You will also need a burrito, or maybe a enchilada, and may also require a fresh cold beverage. Either way, this nourishment is essential for four-dimensional travel. And now, without further ado, 4D Meltdown. Enjoy. Yeah, enjoy.
Check, check.
To get your attention so you can take a look at this invention. Now peep these, I got some more in my jacket.
Man, what are these, condoms?
Sex packets. It's like a pill, you can either chew it up or like an Alka-Seltzer, dissolve it in a cup. And get this, see the girl on the cover? You black out and she becomes your lover.
You're tripping.
No, I'm serious, these are authentic.
Yeah, well I don't take hallucinogenics.
Wrong again, my man, this is way more real. But since you know everything, I'll make someone else a deal. Packets, got them packets. $10, it can't hurt to try it.
Well, what exactly do I get?
Well, read what it says. Look at the picture.
Bet. It says Chinese girl, age 17, waist 24, hips 33. This one here says young black virgin. Man, this is crazy. I'm gonna have to splurge and get me a few of these things. How long do they last?
Well, it depends. Let's see. These cheap ones here are 10 minutes, but these are extra power. They last about a half an hour, and these here sell for about 40, cause you get two girls.
Yeah, it says orgy.
Right, and if you're married, it's no big deal. You're not cheating at all, you're just popping a pill. And if your wife's got a headache and wants to hit the sack, it's cool. Take a packet, fool, biochemically compacted sexual affection. Now here, take a look at my selection.
Back.
Packets.
boxes of three. And give me Blondie here. And that one that said orgy. And by the way, I need something for my woman.
Sure, I got guy packets.
Cool, give me some of them.
Now let me tell you how to take it. Either sit or lie down and you really should be naked. Otherwise you're gonna mess up your clothes, know what I mean? This is more than just a dream. It's very realistic and it's gonna blow your mind. So be careful, only take one at a time. And never take one behind the wheel. You'll black out and hit a pole.
Cool, let's make the deal.
These are 40, these are 80, and this one here's 10. Just give me $100, I'll call it even. But don't pull your money out yet, see. There's one or two knocks in this area that sweat me. Over here.
Yeah, this looks kinda cool. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
Schmoo. Here's my number, in case you need to reach me again. And remember, you need to be as safe as you can. There's only one thing safer than using your hand. Dial that beeper number and call a packet man. Packet.
Man, it was like she was really in the room with me, you know what I mean?
Man, I'm gonna make it kill it.
Just listen. I need a couple more, man. I'm kinda tapped right now, but I tell you what, you just hook me up with some, I'll straighten you out Tuesday.
Oh,
right?
Nah, man, I can't front you nothing, man. I'm sorry, man. I can't handle it.
Come on, man, I'm good.
Man, boy. I'm sorry, partner, you know what I'm saying? I can't work it, man.
All right, see this TV right here?
Oh, man, here we go, man. I got enough TVs, man.
$500
for that TV. Man, I can't handle no TV. What about her?
Man, that's my wife, man.
Man, that'll work.
Nah, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I can't mess with these things myself, man. Come I don't on, get high on my own supply.
I tell you what, the VCR right there.
Man, if I get another VCR.
Hey, you. Habla Espanol.
Espanol es bangol. Habla, 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 habla.
Hey, I'm talking to you. I'm with the United States Department of Immigration. Do you have any ID?
Do you have any tipi? Tipi for my bungalow?
Tienes sus papeles?
Tienes sus papeles, carandorro.
Do you have a green card?
Are you threatening me?
Yeah, maybe I am. I'm with immigration, and if you don't show me some proof of residency, I'm gonna have to take you in.
You can take me, but you cannot take my bunghole. But I have no bunghole. Like I am the great cornholio. Where I come from, there is no... My people, we have but one bunghole.
Okay, so what do we know about this kid?
I picked him up at Burger World, but he doesn't have any ID or anything. Says his name is... Cornholio.
Listen on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because deep hate, the places you play and where you stay, looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy,
what's
man.
Up, cool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creel and Raheem, man?
Hey, upstairs, cooling out.
So what's up for the night, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Go check out June, bro, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not what?
Yeah, man. She got hurt.
All right, that was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Before that, we heard Digital Underground with Sex Packets. Right now, we have DP in the Grow Radio Station all the way from Gainesville.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. But you have some out-of-town shows going on as well, right? Is there something coming up this Wednesday? Or?
Yeah, that's right. I'm playing with Nappy Roots, actually, on Wednesday in Stuart, Florida, which I've never been to Stuart, so...
Excellent, man. Well, there's got to be music fans out there for sure.
I think so. And there's people out there.
So. Oh, man. So there's also going to be a show coming up this Friday and Saturday at the High Dive. So you're going to be playing on Saturday night?
That's right. You're going to be playing on Saturday night.
I am going to be playing on Saturday night. We got a ton of bands. We got
Summer Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Summer Jam 2014. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this started off as the closing of Common Grounds.
Yeah, in a way, exactly. It happened to actually came up. This is the fourth annual now. So I was sitting around 4 years ago in the summer, and you know, you hear bands, local bands, a lot of times talk about how bad the summer shows are as far as attendance and that sort of thing.
So yeah. Summer's a killer for local bands.
You know, the show sucked. There was nobody there. And so I started thinking, I said, well, I bet if we got all the big acts in town, you know, all the bands that headline, that sort of thing, and threw them on one bill and did kind of a two-day thing, that we could have a show that didn't suck as far as attendance. And we did that, and at the same time, Common Grounds was closing, so I talked to Nigel about it, and he said, why don't we do it the weekend, you know, the last weekend. So we did it then, and it was awesome. And here we are 4 years later, still running.
And this is going to be on the summer solstice, too. So we're going to have plenty of daylight. It's going to be the longest day of the year is when we're going to play.
Yeah? That's cool.
Excellent. Well, so there's going to be a food truck rally out there as well. And it's only $10 for the whole weekend?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
$10 gets you in both days. I think there's 14 bands. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there are 14 bands listed, and it is. It's all the bands. All these bands are playing right now. Mm-hmm. It's well, except for Shermie D. He just came out of retirement again, mm-hmm. but he has like a Vegas style hip hop show.
Yeah, it's always entertaining. Absolutely. Who else is on the bill? Guts? No, the Guts isn't on anymore.
Really? Yeah, Three Bones is on there. We also have Swamp Cats, which they sound pretty awesome. We're going to hear them later on the show. It's reggae, very, very smooth, chill music.
Yeah, they're good, and they have a female vocalist, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. She kills. But Snake Healers is on the bill. They just got added recently, so that's cool.
Excellent. So, you just recorded a full-length album, this is While We're Still Young.
Yeah,
where'd you record this at?
At Black Bear Studios in town.
Okay.
Yeah, it was ran by Matt Finch and Ryan Williams. I don't know if you know, they run sound around town. Real good guys. Anyways, yeah, recorded here in town. Came out last year.
Cool. You have any more singles or anything recorded coming out soon?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on a new record now. So always working on a new record.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like story of my life. But, so I'm writing music now, and in the meantime, just touring around and playing and trying to get this CD out as much as I can.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and hear a couple tracks off of this, man. What do you want to start off with?
Let's do Don't You Have a Clue, which would be track. I don't even know what number it is.
Let's see. It's number 10. All right. No, it's all right. All right. This is DP on 40 Meltdown, growradio.org. If you haven't yet, going over to the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/40Meltdown. You'll be able to get more updates on the show, updates on Summer Jam happening this weekend. And you'll also be able to check out a podcast of this episode. So here it is, DP. You're listening to Grow.
Making hi, she say bye. I get low, but she say hello when I say let's go. Nowadays they don't ask me to pay. I think they like to see me get that way. They all pushing that sign, now they suicide angels, and now they're wrong. Trying to find something new, baby, I done had it all. She running away, I'm trying to track her down. Baby, wait a minute, I got something to say. She ain't listening, she's so deaf. She thinking that she's so right now. We're so left down, waking up to empty bottles of wine and little mirrors with the residue of cocaine lines. And that's fine if you acting like a bitch. I've been looking for some more bullshit like this. Say, ooh, don't you have a clue? I'm just living out my life by singing right on back to you. When I say, ooh, don't you have a clue? I ain't making myself clear. I spell it right on out for you. See, I get high, she say bye. I get low when she say hello. And then I get high, she say bye. I get low when she say hello. When I say let's go, she's still running them out. Wonder where he went. Barry's been gone since forever and never since. See, we fell in love that night, she don't remember. Said things been hazy since last December. And she been moving and hopping off her feet. It's so hard to stay clean when he's shopping in the street. Old idea talking, see her moving your mouth. But I'm hearing nothing but bullshit come out. But whatever, you're sexy, come on, let's get it shaking. Me and you can burn this city down in the basement. I'ma set this little fucking town on fire one time. I'm just living my life this way. I try to tell you. Oh man, I try to tell you. What you got yourself into, but you still don't have a clue. I'm singing, ooh, don't you have a clue? I'm just living out my life by singing right on back to you when I say, ooh, don't you have a clue? Making myself clear, I spell it right on out for you. See, I get high, she say bye. I get low when she say hello. And then I get high, she say bye. I get low when she say hello. When I say let's go,
that was Don't You Have a Clue on 40 Meltdown, growradio.org. That was by DP. So DP, Danny Perez, what made you just go for initials? You know, there's so many names you could give yourself or your whole band. Was it something before? Was it gonna almost be something else?
It was no, that's just what people call me growing up in high school. And, mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of stuck. That was my nickname, DP. What's up? And it just kind of went from there. I had a different name at one point. Actually, I was with a group, and then I recorded by a different name as well. And then finally, I was just like, you know, this is my nickname already. Like, mm-hmm. Let's just roll with it. So that's how it came about. Pretty simple.
Cool.
No crazy stories behind it.
What was it almost going to be? Were you like in another band? Or?
I used to record with a group called Blue Chips. It was four guys in high school. It was kind of a high school project.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then that kind of fell apart. And then I ended up doing a Blue Chips album with one of the guys that was from that group in high school. So mm-hmm. I've known him for forever. And we did one, I think it was like 2009, we released an album under the Blue Chips name. But it was just the two of us. And we did like a bunch of, took a bunch of 80s songs. And just remix them. Like every song was an 80s song remix, and then we just rapped over. It's pretty cool.
Excellent. And so this was always hip hop oriented. I mean, that's basically where you started from, your roots.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, I played music since I was a kid. I was actually in some punk bands when I was in middle school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, playing horrible Blink 182. But yeah, it's always been hip hop. I mean, since then.
Well, if you check out the Beastie Boys, they did a punk album too, and they did some punk stuff. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like when you hear songs like Sabotage and stuff like that,
yeah,
that kind of shows their edgy side.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, but they were literally like off the wall screaming. Everyone's playing instruments, but you know that was something that people were still getting, but still under the radar for the Beastie Boys.
Well, I mean, yeah, even their hip hop stuff has the same kind of soul, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has that feel.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, do you have any more shows that are coming up after Summer Jam?
Yeah, I got some Gainesville stuff in the works, but nothing real concrete. You know, this is it. If you want to see me, come out on Saturday.
This is your chance. All right.
Quit after the shows. Maybe my
life. Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you better come out. So it's only a $10 ticket for both days, and that blows my mind. What blows my mind even more is we're actually going to give away tickets for free, too. I mean, it's $10, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a crazy value, right? Yeah, I think the show starts at 7 both days. The doors open at 7.
Yep.
And there's a DJ on the porch. Actually, I know both the DJs for Friday and Saturday. They're both super good DJs.
Yeah.
So you got that going on. And then bands all night long inside. And yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. And it's going to be a food truck rally, too. So I was out there, I think, last week sometime, whenever they had all the food trucks out there. And it really is something because, like, the crowd kind of pours all the way out into the parking lot out there. So,
what, do you know who's going to be there as far as food trucks? I think Pelican Brothers is going to be there, right?
Oh, man, Pelican Brothers, man. They're great, but one thing I got to say, and just, they have their chicken and waffles slider.
Yes.
I really think they should knock a dollar off that. I don't know. I think it's like $6 for like the chicken and waffle slider. Huh. It's like, can you throw me a bone here? Can you just make it like a $5 slider?
It is really, you know, nice slider, though.
It is. It's awesome, man. If you're a chicken and waffles fan, they have burgers and everything. Like I ordered like a big honkin' burger on my way home.
They call it the ghetto burger.
Yeah, that was it.
It's really good. It's like dripping grease and cheese, and it's just amazing. It tastes great.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna be out there. Not sure. Do you any of the other food trucks? Do you know?
I have no idea.
It's confirmed. But as far as bands, we mentioned some of them, but also Ninth Ring is going to be out there. Have you heard them before?
No.
It's kind of like a side project or like a stripped down project of the MSNRA guys.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, they're solid, man. I guess Gorilla Candy's going to be out there on Saturday too, so I haven't heard them yet.
Oh, man. We'll actually check out a track or two on the show today. It's Gorilla and it's Candy. They actually have a gorilla that comes out. It was I don't know. It's family. They have this whole backstory where like the gorilla actually, like, they were lost in the woods of Uganda or the rainforests of Uganda, and all they had, you know, to live off of was like pixie sticks and something and Smarties. And so I'll tell you what, I went out there. They had me run around in their gorilla suit, which was hilarious. But I think I'm still on a sugar rush from that show, because they just brought
candy out also.
They have a candy pinata that they might come out. It's like a big monkey head, so we'll see if they do that. But literally, there's candy everywhere, and no, they didn't make a big mess. So for the folks over at High Dive who are like, oh my god, we're gonna have, it's just gonna be sticky everywhere. There's gonna be wrappers everywhere. Well, there are gonna be a few wrappers, so that's okay.
Yeah, there are wrappers. What kind of candy do they throw out? Because I'm kind of curious now.
Oh man, lots of lollies. But the one thing that got me is they got those little chocolate candy covered beads. Are kind of like M&M's, but they're smaller and they're round.
Okay,
I think they're called like cichlids or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are addictive. It's just I thought it was like hard candies or something. I was like, oh, this is chocolate.
Oh yeah.
So I really don't do candy, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a big candy
either. All right, so we have Gorilla Candy out there, Shermy D, and I'm sure he's going to bring his 24-inch python.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's his shtick. And I have to go on before him. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I should be worried about that, but I just I hear he really brings it. So
going on after him would be the tough part, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what you got to do. Yeah, I've played a show with those guys over at 1982 a while back, and what's her name?
Q.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she used to play, or she used to sing in Third Stone and stuff like that. Awesome. And whenever I checked out a video that they had. Live in the studio at Medusa, and they really do have a full ensemble. That's what this is. It's not a band. This is an ensemble with like her awesome vocals.
It's really good. Yeah, they play great music,
man. And Swamp Cats are great. I heard Three Bones too. That is a really awesome band. We'll be able to check out a track from them on the show.
Cool.
And let's go ahead and hear another track off of this DPCD.
Right,
here.
Let's do. We'll pick one at random. Let's do Memphis. It's the last one on there.
All right.
13, I think. I don't know how many tracks are on my CD.
Excellent.
Yeah, the song's called Memphis, and there's not too much of it. It's a story about redemption. There you go. There's the backstory.
Well, there you have it. All right. This is Memphis on 40 Meltdown, growradio.org. Stay tuned. We'll be giving away tickets to the Summer Jam. This is the show that we've been talking about. It's going to be this weekend on the summer solstice, 20th, 21st at the High Dive.
Type babe, but I'm borderline breaking. See me wandering around the world, I'm so shaken. Wasted, too much of my life just being wasted. Playing off excuses for the life that I was chasing. But I turn quick to dumb shit, cheap tricks. Weak chicks who only ride along until the beat skips. And when the track stops, fuck you, watch a fast walk. And I'm just missing every second I had. They say you don't know what you got. Well, you know, well, I know. I never should have packed my bags for the road. So take me back to the place I can find you. Remind you what we had if you got no one beside you. Cause baby, I'm lost. I gave it all for the cause. And I'm broke till the moment that I'm back in your arms. So take me back cause I'm tired and I'm cold. And all I really wanna be is back home. Home.
Ducks can be swans and smiles and beats to keep sakes, because it's not the memories that we make. Classics last a century, spin that Mr. DJ. When every blunt's a perfect blunt, you'll never find a stale one. Mix it with some sense and cure whatever's ailing. My village keeps prevailing even if the weather's failing. Anchored by a tankard at the midnight on a Tuesday. A bowl with kings and addicts, they bring you schooling. On a Sunday, I want to complain. I love it not in this song. Bastard sun rays a bastard some days, but not in this song, not in this verse. It's time to part curtains, it's time to lift the curses.
I've got bigger dreams, I got a puffy mind. I got some pretty bitches, I'm a lucky guy. We ain't pampered on my peace, we the hugging type. All things considered, you can say that it's a lovely life.
Rock a show and try to keep it fresh as Listerine. Flopples 13th, the hot sign, Krispy Kreme. I ain't got a lot of wishes, I live my dreams. Feed my dogs, do dishes, and the in-betweens. Tend my garden, talk to lizards, and I make dinner. Drink whiskey in the morning with my play sister. My aspirations validated in the faces of my fans. Not saying I'm the man, because I'll never be. I take words, I say them cleverly. I hold my craft in reverence. A better now could bring a better this. A special town that met a clever kid. Heaven's angel that was hell to kiss.
All right, that was Saint Talah. And before that, we heard DP with Memphis. Right now, we're going to hear a track from another band that's going to be playing at Summer Jam. So stay tuned for tickets. We're also going to be back with DP, who's in the station right now live. Here it is, Captain Lovely with Making the Move on 40 Meltdown, growradio.org. Thank you. Hi, that was Captain Lovely on 40 Meltdown, growradio.org, and they're going to be playing at Summer Jam. This is going to be this coming weekend on the 20th and 21st at the High Dive. And if you guys want tickets to see them, to see Swamp Cats, to see DP, to see 14 bands.
Yeah.
There's going to be DJs. It's going to be all this entertainment for $10 for 2 days. Mm-hmm. Or we'll give you a cue to call in just a little bit. So you said that you've been working on this show since the beginning.
Yeah.
For 4 years. You were on tour for one of them, but you were still involved behind the scenes.
Yeah, this has been, Summer Jam is my thing. You know, I started it, and I played on all the shows except for one. 1 year I was on tour, so I couldn't play, but I was still involved in booking and putting the show together and promoting it and all that. So, it's my baby, man.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to work on making this one a good one, and that way we could do number 5.
Yeah, absolutely.
In 2015.
That's crazy.
All right, so let's go ahead and check out a track from Swamp Cats, another Gainesville band. All of these bands are from Gainesville. That's right. That's the coolest thing about the Summer Jam.
It's all local.
All right, so here it is, Red Moon on 40 Meltdown. Stick around for tickets and more tracks by DP.
They say that people, they don't
Yes, that was Red Moon Swamp Cats. They're going to be playing at High Dive at the Summer Jam. And if you want tickets, keep on listening. Stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. Got more tracks from DP. And right now, I'm going to play a track from Bridget Kelly Band. This is the brand new CD. They're going to be playing at High Dive in July. I'll have to get a date for you guys. But I'm going to be going there. Their CD is going to be available. It's Forever in Blues. They're doing some big things right now. This is Going to Memphis. Going to Memphis. That was Bridget Kelly Band. And we played a track by DP called Memphis, so we have a little bit of a theme going on here.
I like that. It's good.
Yeah. What happened in Memphis anyway? You said that was a song about redemption?
Yeah, it's not the the city in that song is more just kind of like home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It represents home, and so the song says, take me back to Memphis, and it's about somebody reflecting on their current situation and kind of wishing they could go back home type of thing.
Yeah,
whether
yeah.
That's, you know, wishing you could have a relationship back or wishing you could go back to a certain time in your life or whatever the case may be, but just kind of assessing the situation and saying, man, take me back to when times were good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and play another track. This might be the opposite of that. This is Living to Die.
Yeah, this song's called Living to Die. It tells a story about some young kids and murder and that sort of thing. So,
there you go. Yeah. Sounds like a nice common hip-hop theme. Okay. And you know what? Let's give away a pair of tickets. So if you guys are tuned in right now, I'll give you a phone number to call. It's 872-5085. All right, get a pen and paper out. Write this number down. Write it on your hand, on your forehead. Look in the mirror, but make sure you write it down backwards if you're in the mirror. It's 872-5085. Again, that's 352-872-5085. This is DP with Living to Die on 40 Meltdown. GrowRadio.org. Don't forget to come out to Summer Jam. Whoa.
Always been too sad, suicide and light fluid symmetry. There's beauty in between, there's something sinister. She wanna know if she that young, well I remember her. I wanna know the same, tell me where they sent my soul. Young kids never slowing down, to somebody go hard. Love, hard drugs, cards, or a piece of lead. Shoot them hard till somebody dead. He said, meet me at the county line. I'm bringing my gold 45. And swear to God, they gonna pay tonight. Fast fly, fast calls. Broads, I swear to God, we living just to die, just to die, just to die, just to die, just to die. That old Highway 24 never looked colder. Went from running high to pulling off a cold shoulder. Cold steel only cool until somebody killed. In the heat of the moment, he told me that somebody will. And that's a guarantee. Rage turned to searing heat. Jealousy could smolder and hide the fire underneath. And Mary used to ride shotgun, a hot one. There's something about a memory that Brandon tied me in his lead. And ain't no point talking, so I just let him walk. And realize that sometimes there's just no other option. Mary moved away a few months after he died from the laughter the last time he saw a face. And I'm just saving grace, living fast and setting pace. We all living for the moment till the moment fades. Or put your hope away, I'm living off the high. Living hard till I'm living just to die. He said, meet me at the county line. I'm bringing my gold 45. And swear to God, they gonna pay tonight. Fast fly, fast calls, fast abroads. I swear to God, we living just to die. Just to die, just to die, just to die. Try to tell me that he could die young, but he done good about the things I done. Think I deserve all of the things that come my way. They try to tell me that he could die.
God, they gonna pay tonight. Fast life, fast cars, fast abroads. I swear to God, we living just to die, just to die, just to die, just to die. He said, meet me at the county line. I'm bringing my Colt 45. And swear to God, they gonna pay tonight. Just to die, just to die, just to die, just to die, just to die.
All right, that was DP with Living to Die, Dying to Live. Yeah. So we're still giving away tickets to Summer Jam. If you're just tuning into the show, we started off with some Digital Underground with Sex Packets, heard Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. After that was more tracks by DP. We have Don't You Have a Clue? And Memphis. We also heard a track from Bridget Kelly Band called Going to Memphis. Heard Red Moon by Swamp Cats and Captain Lovely live at Medusa Studios with Making the Move. They're also going to be out Summer Jam. So I just asked you a question and you're kind of hesitant, so this must be a juicy story. If there are any crazy off-the-wall things that have happened on the road and the studio.
Yeah, I mean, I think touring is where all the crazy stories come from. There's been some probably not okay for air stories, but, you know, I took a tour out west, about a month-long tour out to California and Portland, and we stopped in Reno one night, and that's always fun, and, you know, lost a bunch of money there. I was learning to play roulette. I never played roulette before. So
oh, wow.
Playing that for the first time, lost all my money. But I ended up finding like $150 on the ground as I was leaving the casino. So I actually profited for the night. Actually, that same tour, I didn't have a bunk on that tour because we were a bunch of guys crammed onto one RV. And I was sleeping on the couch, and we had the Xbox that was we used for gaming and that sort of thing on the road. And it was in the cabinet above my head as I was sleeping.
Ah, man, I've seen that setup, too. It looks cool. Hey, there's a TV right above a bunk or the couch.
I'm laying on the couch, and we turned at one point, and the Xbox fell out of the
couch.
I landed on my head as I was sleeping, so that was probably the worst way to wake up from in the morning. But, yeah, man, the road is a blast, and there's a million stories to tell like that, and you make some good friends, so.
Excellent. How much of a stretch have you done on the road?
The longest I did was 4 weeks.
Yeah?
I've done a couple two-week tours with other acts and also on my own where I just book a tour and go out for 2 weeks. Just me and my car, in a rental car, just driving around. So I love it, man. You know, anything more than 2 weeks, it starts to get a little crazy. But
yeah. Now, what's his name? Travis Wayne. I was talking to him, and he told me about this week-long tour that he went on. He's a bit crazy, but still, 7 days. He went 7 days straight and did a tour, came back, and he actually just, I guess he went on the road and did a few dates supporting Afro Man, too, which is pretty cool. But I figured that's an awesome way to do it, especially because it was just him and a DJ, you know, and he had a laptop or whatever. So you're going out by yourself?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
When I first started, I go just me and a laptop, and so it's really great getting out. I like driving. I like seeing the country, and being able to just do that by yourself is kind of a solitary experience. I'm kind of a loner anyways, and kind of a solitary guy. But, I like it, man. And when the first tour I went on, I booked all myself, and I didn't book any hotel rooms. I was just like, I'm just going to figure it out.
And
it was a 10-day run, and I just would show up in cities and, you know, hopefully find someone to let me crash that night, you know, find them at the show and be like, hey, man, can I crash with some of the artists or whatever they might be? Or I just would sleep in the car and walk.
Yeah, wow.
Whatever the case may be, and just wake up with the sun. But that sort of just going out on your own and just, you know, let's see what happens. It's wild, man.
Wow. I have a friend, his name is Keith Kenny, awesome musician. He's a one-man band. He goes around with this with a suitcase, his red suitcase full of tricks. So he has his looper on there and, like, you know, a little foot pedal to do, you know, the drums and different things like that. And he's been doing tours constantly from New Jersey down to Florida, And he's got a transit van, one of these big white transit vans. Yeah. And he was able to make it happen. But, you know, I got a lot of advice from him and just like, oh, you know, what do you do daily, you know, for like food and stuff like that, you know, like, and he really had to like regiment himself, you know, and he was able to go all the way out to Anaheim and play at NAMM too.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
And good for him, man. It's it's a different way of living, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Not for everybody, so. I don't know. It's, you know, it's an interesting career, us being musicians, but there's always that. I saw this meme online where it was like, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a musician. She's like, you can't do both, honey. So... Cool. Hey, let's go ahead and check out another track on the CD. I was curious, you know, some of your influences here. When I saw Uncle Cracker and you also have Kid Rock and stuff like that. It's a hip hop thing, but I'm also hearing like a southern thing, almost a country influence thing. Was that something that was always there in your music, or was that influenced later?
I mean, if you go back and listen to all my records, each one sounds a little bit different. This one just kind of came out this way. I mean, I grew up listening to the old country stuff, Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was raised on, so... It just kind of came out a little bit.
The real stuff.
The real country. But it just kind of came out a little bit on this record. It wasn't too, you know, forced or, you know, too much pre-thought going into it. But every one of my records sounds a little bit different. This one got a little bit of southern. I like you said southern instead of country because
yeah.
I grouped in recently with these, like, what they call hick hop or, like, this country rap stuff.
Hick hop?
It's really not me, man, but for some reason people hear the record, and by people I mean industry people, hear the record, and it, because it has a country twang to it, and I rap, or has a southern twang, and I rap, they think, oh yeah, it's hip-hop, let's put you with these acts. And
yeah.
It's just not, yeah, I'm happy for any exposure I can get, I'll go and play the show, but it's very different music, so I like that you said southern instead of country, because I feel like when you say country hip-hop, people just get the wrong idea.
Yeah, exactly. And it is that there's kind of this southern thing, you know, about the vocals. And like I was listening to the song Downtown, and you know, there's a unmistakable southern thing going on, and definitely like a country thing going on there. So that's got to be interesting. What kind of shows did they pair you up with after hearing this stuff?
You may know of a guy named Big Smo. I don't know how much network television you watch, but he's got like a reality TV show now.
Oh, yeah?
They follow him around, but it's a lot of, you know, trucks and mud and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I have a truck and I don't drive through the mud.
Well, hey, as long as you stay away from that, you know, like, that's one thing, man. It's like where they say if you play a country song backwards,
you get your dog back.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely cool. There's, so I was hearing that song Downtown, and there is this down-to-earth perspective. And when I hear it, I think of this town. I think of Gainesville instantly. But I also think that anyone who actually spends time in their town can relate to this as well, especially in the music and bar scene.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's written, I'm from Gainesville, born and raised, so this is definitely home. So I think you hear that in all the music that I write, but, you know, hopefully it's universal enough that any town in America can feel the downtown area kind of feels the same.
Yeah.
And there's a line actually in the song, whatever city, around the center of it, you know, it's all the same.
That's exactly what you want. You know, like, you want music that the whole world can relate to. Speaking of which, have you ventured outside the country at all?
No, I haven't actually. Well, I have for my own personal travels, but mm-hmm. not as far as music is concerned, playing shows. But I guess the opportunity just hasn't presented itself. But
yeah,
send me up a show and wherever, I'll be there.
So if you guys are listening, this is worldwide radio right now live. So hey, you could definitely call in and let me know what you think. I don't know about international calls, but if you want tickets too to see DP and see all these bands and see me, I'll be playing out there with my acoustic guitar. You could call in at 872-5085 and get a pair of tickets. It's 352-872-5085. We'll go ahead and save you $5. And let's go ahead and hear the song Downtown so folks can hear what we're talking about right now.
All right. Absolutely. Well, we got a second. I'm going to do a shout-out. Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll do a shout-out to Becky Ford, a fan from New England, who I'm on the social media and all that stuff on my phone right now, checking it out, and she's listening online. So what's up, Becky? See you soon.
I wanna go downtown where the music plays and the bartenders all know my name. Take me downtown with those neon lights, honey. You could ride, stay with me all night. Got me feeling that way right now. You got me feeling that way right now. Come on, dance for the night and the lights of the bright downtown. Somehow it's all the same, whatever city round the center of that shit, we go insane. Maybe it's just sanity, said that she just found a sense of family. Sometime before the scene all changed in one time for them lost souls, broke hoes and low lifes. And everybody yelling out, baby, this is my night. Well, just meet me downtown, I got the first round. We rock it till the shit closed down, see. I wanna go downtown where the music plays and the bartenders all know my name. Take me downtown with those neon lights, honey. You could ride, stay with me all night. Got me feeling that way right now. You got me feeling that way right now. Come on, dance for the night and the lights of the bright downtown. Watching the girls dancing, just another lonely night. Drowning off in the Atlantic and Bay. You know exactly where we gonna be at them hole in the wall spots where they smoke weed in the back. And now she working the bar like she has so many times before. And she ain't going home alone tonight, and that's for sure. The bars never close, the bands never change. And like the bourbon never tells me to leave. On these downtown streets with streetwalkers and parking lot street fights. Wasted all my money on the darkness of the night with all these punk kids. Man, dudes, dumb chicks who get loose. And ladies looking for love under them low lights. So baby, come on, take me where the cars line up. Outside where dirty bars light up. And let's ride till we find some kind of solace in the smoking empty bottles. Come on, let me show you around, see. I wanna go downtown where the music plays and the bartenders all know my name. Take me downtown with those neon lights, honey. You could ride, stay with me all night. Got me feeling that way right now. You got me feeling that way right now. At some point you start to wonder when the ashtrays fill up to the point of spilling over. See, I spent weeks downtown, ain't spent a second sober. The lights are looking dim now, the city's getting older, no doubt. Living off of cigarettes and beer, she said, you won't find the angels here. I should've told you, now my glass is half empty and it's time to pay the tab. I say goodnight knowing tomorrow I'll be back. I wanna go downtown where the music
music plays and the bartenders all know my name. Take me downtown with those neon lights, honey. You could ride, stay with me all night. Got me feeling that way right now. You got me feeling that way right now. Come on, dance for the night and the lights of the bright downtown. Feeling that way right now. You got me feeling that way right now. Come on, dance for the night and the lights of the bright downtown.
That was Downtown DP on 40 Meltdown. GrowRadio.org. And I want to tell you guys about the Conk. Because the Conk is Gainesville's true storytelling project. It's time to tell your stories. Storytelling is a medium that's been at the center of human existence, serves many purposes, including entertainment, education, culture, and preservation and personal expression. It unites people and a shared experience in ways that modern media and the virtual world cannot. And Grow Radio actually does this once a month on the second Tuesday of the month at Satchel's Pizza. So if you'd like more information, you could call 352-872-5085 or check out growradio.org. All right, DP.
Yeah.
We were just talking about international travel and stuff like that. So if we have anyone listening overseas, DP needs a show. What country do you want to play in? That would be killer, man.
Wherever. Just pick up the phone and call and book me and let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all that stuff is incredible because, you know, for an artist to even start that venture and get out of the country and, you know, get their passports, get on the plane, get their gear over there. Mm-hmm. And by the way, don't mess with TSA.
No.
Man, lately they've been taking people's antique instruments and inspecting them with little quotations on there. They've been smashing them. I think the TSA has smashed more musical instruments than Pete Townsend.
What's
so,
the idea behind that?
Well, so, and we're talking about some of these musicians, world renowned, you know, jazz, classical, this and that. They'll have these old instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And so what their whole deal is they're afraid of bacteria and like airborne pathogens and all these different things. So the TSA, ever since 9/11, they're so, you know, hopped up on this anti-terror thing. They'll get something like this guy had these flutes and they're only made from this precious wood, you know, that was like from the rainforests of like Africa somewhere. Okay. So ended up that they got these flutes and when they inspected it, they're like, well, there's raw wood in here. So they just destroyed everything.
Wow.
They destroyed his whole collection. So he's like, he dedicates his life to that. And that's, you know, that's how he puts food on the table for his family and pays his bills with, you know, these instruments. And he's like one of the few people on the planet who plays these things. So it's a rare thing. And there was a story lately about someone with his upright bass. They said that, something smelled funny about like the glue or however the instrument was put together. So they trashed it.
Huh. Well,
so don't mess with the TSA. I really don't understand it.
Just take my laptop.
Just take that. And make sure that, you know, like the case that you have it in isn't made out of antique wood or anything like that.
Good to know.
All right. So we're going to be wrapping it up here. We still have DP in the Grow Radio Station. We have been talking about Summer Jam, which is going to be at High Dive next Friday and Saturday night. Both nights kicking off at 7 o'clock. We have food trucks, 14 bands. Some of the bands that... Chuck Martin in like the Out of Their Mind Floridians or something. Oh yeah, yeah. What else do we have, man? I should have.
Bone Swamp Cats.
Yeah, yeah.
DP Sean Manley. Let's see.
Actually, let's go ahead and hear a track from Three Bones. We're gonna hear a track from them. Maybe we'll be able to close out with one more DP track. And we'll be doing this again on Friday. We're going to be doing a recap of the interviews that have been here for Summer Jam, and we'll be giving away one more pair of tickets to the show. All right, this is Linus. This is Three Bones. You could see them at Summer Jam, at High Dive. We'll be right back. All right, you're listening to 40 Meltdown on growradio.org. We just heard Three Bones with Linus. We got DP in the Grow Radio station. And we're about to set up for the next show on Grow. I'm not usually here on a Monday. So let's go ahead and give away one more tickets to Summer Jam. If you're listening, I'll give you the number to call, and we're going to hear one more track from DP. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come out here and thanks do this interview.
Absolutely, man. Summer Jam this Friday and Saturday, summer solstice, so I'm told.
Yeah.
And 14 bands, $10 gets you in for both days, two DJs and food trucks. So, and I'm headlining on Saturday, so don't miss it.
Yeah, you're the big act, man. And we also... And we also got Three Bones. Who's going on ahead of you, by the way?
Ninth Ring is playing right before me, which is the MSNRA side project. So,
yeah, excellent. And get there early so you can see me. I'm going to be there while it's still daylight. And by the way, it's going to be the longest day of the year. Right. I mean, that's the summer solstice. Yeah. So we'll see you next Friday and Saturday night at the High Dive. Here it is, one more track from DP. This is Make It On My Own. You're listening to growradio.org.
Well, I'm gonna make it on my own, going down the only road I'd ever known. Said it's been time and time and time again that I can't seem to find a friend I know. Well, I'm gonna make it on my own. Yes, I is, and baby, I don't see a problem with the way I live. I never ask for help, not once. I do it by myself. I'm feeling good like I found myself, like I'm a stranger in a strange land. Always been the game plan, cause I don't feel like we got anything the same, man. I'm just a kid with a pocket full of hope and all my life, man. I've been told that I was nothing but a joke, but bitch, I was born to do this, man. I never had a choice, a part of who I is. Like I let the haters hate, dog, let them agitate. Well, I'm just getting good here, let them masturbate. D to the P, show you what it's gonna be. Riding down the highway, me and my destiny. I got my shades on, baby, saying that they gone. And I don't give a fuck, we ain't stopping till I say so soon. Well, I'm gonna make it out my own, going down the only road I'd ever known. Said it's been time and time and time again that I can't seem to find a friend I know. Well, I'm gonna make it out my own. I'm just one man against the whole damn world, thinking yes I can. Like the odds ain't nothing but a number, I can stick it out and put a work until the work can take me under. And dying just the easy way out, so I'm racing with death while I'm chasing the taste of success. And it's all relative, man, we all selling it. And I'm just trying to get top dollar for telling it like it is. I'm as dirty as the biz DP. It ain't nothing for the kids, stop listening. Trying to tell the story of the world that I'm living in. All the fake cats turn their back on me in the end. I'm still good, still killing the track, still talking to the city, I'll be bringing it back. And mama told me not to trust a goddamn soul. Ain't no problem, I can make it on my own. Let's go, come on. Well, I'm gonna make it out my own, going down the only road I'd ever known. Said it's been time and time and time again that I can't seem to find a friend I know. Well, I'm gonna make it out my own. And I ain't got a problem with that. I never needed anybody now to get my back, cause I know I can make it. So I'm getting by with my finger to the sky, trying to keep myself from falling apart, from trying to fly. But I know I can make it. And at the end of the day, when they all fade away, see, I can look myself straight in the face and still say that I know I can make it. When I come home to the place I used to call home, ain't nobody ever there to pick up the phone. So I guess I'm on my own and I'm okay. I know that I'ma get it on my way, so I say soon. Well, I'm gonna make it out my own, going down the only road I'd ever known. Said it's been time and time and time again that I can't seem to find a friend I know. Well, I'm gonna make it out my own.
Hey, Deuteronomy, what you eating?
40 Meltdown cereal.
Does it have marshmallows in it?
Uh-huh.
Does it have cookies in it?
Uh-huh.
Does it have cheese balls in it?
Yes.
That's right, kids. 40 Meltdown cereal is loaded with colorful marshmallow shapes, chocolate chip cookies, and mild cheddar cheese balls.
Look, a prize. Cool, 3D glasses.
No, those are 4D glasses to listen to the show, 4D Meltdown, Friday afternoons from 1 to 3 on GrowRadio.org.